New York City DA Alvin Bragg drops the ball on the Trump indictment. One day after everyone thought he was going to indict Trump in New York City, which I kind of knew was never going to happen, because that's called political suicide. Today we learned from a couple of sources that, oh, maybe something has been left out of the Trump indictment. Oh, like 600 pages of evidence that Bragg deliberately left out of the complaint. Oh, that's pretty interesting. So why did Bragg do all of this? Was it due to Bragg being a Soros paid shill? Probably. Was Bragg being a gutless coward? Oh, absolutely. Is Bragg being a political hack? Of course he is. Does Bragg being a Marxist parasite? Sure. But does he either have the brains or the balls of Donald Trump to actually indict President Trump in New York City? I don't know about that. And I think he's getting cold feet because, like I said, you got New York City police walk off. You got a Congress that might defund New York City at $5.4 billion, if not more. I think that's kind of like a bad move for a very flimsy case on Stormy Daniels from 15 years ago, whatever it was. So, you know, as the world turns, but I think the Trump indictment won't come from New York anymore. I think it's actually going to come from either Merrick Garland and the U.S. Department of Justice, that corrupt institution, or it's going to come from the Witch's Cove in Georgia from the prosecutors there. Either or, it's not coming from New York. It's just my opinion, my research, and my analysis. And I'm a New Yorker, I guess I'm allowed to weigh in that way. But what's more important, in my opinion, because we've been distracted by this indictment, no indictment, for a number of days now, sucking the wind out of the media. Let's focus on the real issues. We have ex-CDC chief, ex-CDC director, ex-former White House Task Force COVID specialist, Dr. Robert Redfield, dropping truth bombs and red pills in Senate for the past few days. And I got a video clip, I got some images. It is kind of astonishing. And what's really good about all of these truths on COVID coming out, not just the virus, but also the vaccine bioweapons, well, guess what? In-house today, I have Dr. James Thorpe. He is a board-certified OBGYN. He's a maternal fetal medicine independent researcher. He has one heck of a study coming out last fall, and we're going to dive deep into it because it's very important on the impact of COVID vaccines on pregnancy, on infants, on babies, right here, right now, on Unrestricted Truths. Let's roll.
It is true that there are built-in incentives for pediatricians to give vaccines according to the CDC schedule. If, for example, with my Blue Cross Blue Shield contract, I have a certain percentage of my patients, I think it's above 90%, it might be 95, fully vaccinated by the age of 2 years, I get $400 per patient. It's going to shock everybody to know that they haven't really studied what it's like to put DPT and HIV and IPV and Prevnar together, which has been happening routinely for several years. So as new vaccines are added to the schedule, they have never studied them in combination. So I'm very distressed at the way COVID vaccine is even being added for all the reasons we discussed. But I think it's very irresponsible to essentially add it in with other vaccines without any data to see how those children fare. One of the things that upsets me so much is learning about all the awful things that spike protein and lipid nanoparticles do, and then thinking about giving 4 shots to babies and then yearly for, you know, what used to be a 76-year lifespan for women at least, but the number of times that we're going to subject these babies to an mRNA that's synthetic, that's not our natural mRNA, that's going to then induce them to make a spike protein, which we know has toxic effects. As I'm learning more and more about what it does on a cellular level, how it dysregulates our immune systems, how it interferes with toll-like receptor pathways, pathways that are very important, how it demonstrably causes heart problems. And the thing about myocarditis that worries me so much is there have been several studies now that have confirmed what I thought clinically, which is that a lot of cases of myocarditis in kids are going to be missed clinically because some of the symptoms are pretty nonspecific and you don't really necessarily find it unless you look for it with things like the troponin levels or echocardiographs or gadolinium scan. And this idea that somehow we think this myocarditis is going to be kinder and gentler is, I think, not a hypothesis that we want to risk the hearts of this whole generation on. So giving COVID shots to babies, that's the hill I'm going to die on. I'm going to fight as much as I can to make that not happen. It is such a bad idea to do something that has any side effect when you're giving it to a population that is not at risk.
That was a great clip from the Children Health Defense, Bobby Kennedy's site. That was really, really good. She explained the incentives for vaccines. I'm not talking about COVID-19 bioweapons vaccines. It's about all the other vaccines that are on a childhood schedule. And then, of course, most pediatricians are never educated or even taught or even know about the VAER system that even exists. They're deliberately blinded and made ignorant. They don't understand that, but they do understand about getting, if I keep everyone on the vaccine schedule and get $400 here, $400 there, so on and so forth. Wow. No wonder I have a vaccinated autistic son. This has been going on probably since my son was born in 2000, 23 years ago. Oh, no wonder he had, injuries due to too much mercury and too much aluminum in the first 3 years of his life. He was poisoned, plain and simple. And he was one of the 5,400 cases kicked out of vaccine court in 2011, but now there's millions of them, millions on the spectrum, all different forms. And they created this autism epidemic, the CDC, which I call the COVID death cult for a reason. They're trying to kill the children. That is my opinion, but the data kind of backs it up. Does it? Does it not? Especially with the COVID bioweapon, which they know they're killing kids. They know they're injuring pregnant women. The miscarriages are off the charts the last couple of years. Right? They've been doing this, and people need to wake up to what is actually really going on. This is James Grunvig, your host for Unrestricted Truths on AmericanMediaPeriscope.com. You can find us at ampnews.us. This show is brought to you by our lead sponsor, Kirk Elliott, PhD, Private Advisors. Yeah, well, if you think the healthcare system in this country, especially the vaccine program, is in bad shape, the economy is almost even worse. So if you want to get out of gold and silver, I mean, you want to get out of the financial markets and out of your exposure in those markets, I'd buy some more gold and silver with Dr. Elliott and tell him James Grunvig sent you this way. Let's go to image one. Oh, so New York State has always had this up the last few years. So they've already had a New York State immunization information system. It's not a center of information. It's a system. And the system now has got legs. What do I mean by that? Well, the state of New York legislators, which include Democrats and Republicans, voted for having an adult vaccine database in the state of New York, meaning you're going to get the social credit score system. You're going to get the CBDC before any other state in the United States. CBDC is being blocked by Ron DeSantis down here in Florida. But up in New York, you're getting it. So if you want to go renew your driver's license in New York State, and you're not up to date on vaccine status, you're going to get jabbed and jabbed and jabbed and jabbed. Otherwise, you're not going to get insurance. You can't go get a bank loan. You can't get a loan here. You can't do anything in New York State. You think I'm kidding? Think again. I've been trying to expose this for the last 3 years, and you people are still asleep. And it's why I moved out of New York City after 30 years there 2 years ago in 2021, because I knew the writing on the wall. It was very crystal clear what was going. We had a Marxist government. You could see the political bias going after Trump on a 15-year-old case on hush money or whatever, you know, from a pole dancer, Stormy Daniels, who's, she owes Trump $300,000. Oh, that's interesting. Her lawyer's in jail for perjury. Another lawyer for Trump, Cohen, I think, has been indicted on perjury. So, I mean, you got a whole basket of nut jobs, and that's what you're hanging the case on to indict a former president. Really? Incredible. Let's switch to my buddy Robert Redfield. So Trump was a genius. Leave this image up here for a second. Let me explain this. Trump was a genius, as I said. I've been saying it since 2020. He's a genius for bringing, for creating the White House task force, calling it warp speed, putting Fauci a criminal, putting Birx a criminal, and putting Redfield a criminal. Three criminals on the center stage of the White House task force. He knew exactly what he was doing. And Redfield, 2 years later, or 3 years later, is now capitulating and being honest and telling the truth for the first time in 3 years to the U.S. Senate under perjury. You know, he's under oath to do so. So let's read this here. Former CDC director, this pandemic was caused by science. I love this. I think it was done probably as part of a biodefense program that largely was trying to make a vaccine vector. But unfortunately, that virus escaped probably somewhere in September 2019 timeframe. I agree with Robert. You can come back to me. I agree with Robert Redfield, absolutely, except I don't think it was accidentally released. In fact, I have a whole nother theory, but let's just say it was deliberately released, and it was released in certain parts of the cities around the world, so it didn't spread like a pandemic. So that's my only disagreement with Robert Redfield, but I'm glad he's still bringing this up and talking about it. Let's go to image three. So Reuters, this is Karen Kingston, the pharma analyst for 20 years. Reuters article confirms Ukrainian biolabs are creating high-threat mRNA pathogens. So they are. So we American people should be thankful to Putin and Russia for exposing this offshore gain-of-function, 46 biolabs in Ukraine, and going to defeat it and expose and bring all the truth out. Because without the truth, you will lose. Your own government under the Biden regime is lying to you, and they mean to destroy you. And if you don't wake up to it, smell the coffee. Why? Because image four, let's look at this. Oh, Redfield again. Here's Redfield saying he warns of a coming great pandemic. So he says the 7 million people that died from the COVID virus purportedly is going to be outstripped by the great pandemic coming. And he's afraid that of a new super pathogen coming out of one of these labs. And it might be, in my opinion, it could be simply 5G and the people who have been vaccinated already, and they're going to get some frequencies and they're going to start dying en masse. That's what I've always been saying. So you don't really need a new pathogen because the people who have been vaccinated, in my opinion, have already got the pathogens inside them. They got Marburg inside them. They got some other stuff inside the lipid nanoparticles. And as Todd Callender, international lawyer, said, all you take is three pulses, 1 minute each, at a certain frequency, pop goes the weasel, and you get sick from the inside out. Those have been jabbed. Pretty ingenious, pretty devious, and certainly evil. Abomination of mankind. Let's go to video two, because if you think I'm awake, at least this nun's awake, and this is stunning. Video two.
What I think is going on, this is my summary, but it's not my invention. This is the news. Is that the group of globalists, everyone involved in this new reset, global economy, one world order, all of that, anywhere, and enforcing the jab, the COVID vaccine, which is a pathological weapon to destroy our body, that's what it is. And if you haven't felt it, if you've taken the COVID vaccine, you haven't, you feel just fine. That is working in your body to destroy it. There's an article today on LifeSite News by I think it's a Dr. McCullough. I have to look it up. Who explains exactly what happens with those vaccines? And what I've gathered from all the reports is that the Soros, George Soros's of the world, the Bill Gates, everybody involved in this reset, so to speak, and the Holy Father is their spiritual leader. I don't hesitate to say it because I'm not revealing anything that hasn't been all over the news and the Vatican and every place else. Is that they want to control the world population, completely have us under their control. The world population is too big. And so this COVID vaccine has been invented to eliminate us, to kill off a great percentage of the population so that what's left they have a reasonable hope. I hate to use those words of Bishop Barron, a reasonable hope of killing and controlling the rest of us. So I don't think such a horror book has ever been written, horror novel has ever been written, but it's true. And I believe it 100%. And I think our time is limited.
God bless her. Wow, a nun, middle-aged nun, red-pilling the truth for the world. Incredible. Yeah. Only a Satanist would do something as evil as this. I'm agreeing with her. And the Vatican's loaded with Satanists, apparently. And the Pope, the late Pope, was certainly a Satanist pedophile. For sure. Yeah, I know. I have a lot of Catholic friends, and they're going to get some very hard truths coming up, and it's not going to come from me. That's all I'm going to say. But you're going to have to deal with it one way or another because you've been misled. The Bible has talked about people being misled by wolves in sheep's clothing. Well, it's going to be a big, big wolf and a big, big tail coming this year. Let's bring on my colleague, Corinne Clifford out of Washington, D.C. Corinne, how you doing?
How are you, James? It's a beautiful day in Washington, D.C. It's a little windy, but I am standing in front of Senate. And today is a very interesting day because inside Senate, they are voting on whether or not to actually officially stop the war in Iraq after 20 years. And there was a group of very interesting anti-war activists that were in front of Senate, and then they walked over to the Senate office buildings. One of them is Colonel Anne Wright. I had brought her on your show before. You've interviewed her. She's a wonderful woman. She actually made a huge statement today. She got arrested in the Senate office buildings to protest all wars, of course, including the war in Iraq, the war in Ukraine. And, you know, that's a very powerful statement. So also today in Senate, earlier today, which is something that's really relevant to the show you're having today, there was a meeting between the CEO of Moderna and select members of Senate to talk about very important things, because, of course, Moderna wants to increase the cost of their vaccine. So what I was witnessing is that Senator Ron Paul is really standing up, and he actually made a huge statement, and he said, you know, the NIH received over $400 million from Moderna in December. And so how is it possible that the NIH and all of these agencies are making the rules and helping to decide whether we should be ordered to take vaccines or not? So you've always told me in the end, it's all about the corruption of big pharma. And that's very relevant today at Senate in Washington, D.C.
That is very relevant today. I don't want to keep your time short, but I'm going to have to because we got Dr. James Thorpe on deck, who's really going to dive deep into his research on the COVID bioweapon. So that's one. But two, I really want you to think about this. Find out where Mitch McConnell is, because he's been away for 2 weeks. He supposedly had a fall in D.C., Waldorf Astoria, which is a heavily trafficked hotel. Everyone's got a camera, right? No one's got a picture, a video of Mitch on the ground, on a gurney, in an ambulance, or in the hospital. And supposedly he's home now, or is he in Gitmo? I don't know where he is, but we know he's not been in the Senate for 2 weeks, and I find his cover story real flimsy without any social media evidence that he fell at all. That's just me and how I think. So, Corinne, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow with Juan O'Savin in house, and she will give us an update. If where's Waldo? Well, where's Mitch McConnell? Let's bring on images 5 and 6 of Dr. James Thorpe and my good friend Dr. Christiane Northrup, and I will read Dr. Thorpe's brief bio. Hold on. Dr. James Thorpe is a board-certified obstetrician, gynecologist, and maternal fetal medicine physician with almost 44 years of obstetrical experience. While serving as a very busy clinician his entire career, he has also been a very active in clinical research with almost 200 publications. Dr. Thorpe has seen over 25,000 high-risk pregnancies in the last four years. He has served as a reviewer for the major medical journals and served on the board of directors for the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine for 4 years and served as an examiner for the American Board of OBGYN. He served in the United States Air Force, thank you for his service, as an obstetrician gynecologist, having been awarded a health Professions Scholarship for his medical school education. Congratulations. Dr. Thorpe testified in the U.S. Senate under the Bush administration in 2003 for his experience, his expertise, excuse me, in treating the fetus as a patient in the utero therapies. On December 7th of last year, 2022, Dr. James Thorpe in the Senate with Senator Ron Johnson, he's testified there. Most recently, Dr. Thorpe has focused his research efforts on COVID-19 pandemic and published over 15 peer-reviewed scientific publications and a book documenting the dangers of the vaccine in women reproductive age and in pregnancy. Let's welcome Dr. James Thorpe. James.
James, thank you very much for having me on your platform. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you coming on. I don't know if you've been following Dr. Robert Redfield for the last couple of days, but if you have, you go ahead and weigh in on that because I think it's kind of important for the audience.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add over and above your excellent commentary.
Okay, let's talk about when did you know that COVID was kind of like getting out of hand? Was it like the case demic in 2020? Was it the vaccines the only way? At what point did you say something's like a little odd here?
Well, it was actually in 2019, in the late part of 2019, when they did this live exercise, which basically was almost 100% accurate. That was of concern. But what really raised my eyebrow is that I've been prescribing hydroxychloroquine in pregnancy for over 40 years, and so has everybody else, rheumatologists, internal medicine, OBGYN docs, maternal fetal medicine specialists. We know that it's extremely safe and effective. And I also know of Fauci's study that he funded from the NIAID in 2004 that showed how effective it was with SARS-CoV-1. So when I started prescribing it for SARS-CoV-1, I was censored, mocked, and scoffed, and threatened. That was a major problem, especially when I had images of information that was removed from the CDC FDA website provided for me by researchers from the Wayback Machine just 5 years ago, saying how safe and effective hydroxychloroquine was in pregnancy, all trimesters, breastfeeding moms, and children. That was a big warning.
Yeah, it was a big warning. I recall in France in January 2020, when the pandemic first came on the scene worldwide, that French people could buy HCQ over the counter. And suddenly by February of that year, the French government, you know, stopped all of that and wouldn't even make it a prescription, right? So HCQ had to be removed from France as well. So it wasn't just the United States, but I find the entire episode bizarre. And the same thing with ivermectin, correct?
James, I might be wrong, but or you might be wrong, but I think that, as I recall, it was 2019 in which France removed all of the hydroxychloroquine from the over-the-counter status. I might be wrong.
Well, that's important because if they did, then they knew the pandemic or plandemic was coming. So I'm going to go verify that. I have no problem being wrong and correcting myself, and I actually will check that out. That is interesting. So before the COVID bioweapons came out, you know, the vaccines at the December of 2020 in the United States, what were you think? I mean, vaccines in general for pregnant women, what are your thoughts on that the past 20 years from 2000 to 2020? What has been your experience? What are your thoughts on giving vaccines to pregnant women?
Well, let me be very honest and upfront, okay? I publicly admitted that I was wrong and I made a mistake and I misinterpreted the data on the vaccines. I did push vaccines in pregnancy. I pushed the influenza vaccine, which has been approved since 1997, specifically in pregnancy. I bought their fake science. It was drilled into my head. And I also pushed the pertussis vaccine because I bought their fake science. I came to my senses around 15 years ago when I saw through this nonsense. So I did an academic metanoia. I publicly admitted that I was wrong. And I don't have a problem doing that. I'm a human being. If I make mistakes, I'll go publicly and say, hey, I screwed up. I'm a human being. I have the right to screw up as long as I repent.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. You know, as a father of my son, I bought the science as well. His mother worked in a major hospital in New York City, so we all bought the science back then. So I absolutely made a mistake, but it kind of like brought me to this fight. So I guess the silver lining for me, not necessarily my son, the silver lining for me is to actually get in this fight this last 3 years. And I think it's a very important fight for we, the human beings on this planet, the good people, to actually defeat the big everything. You got to defeat big media, big tech, big pharma, big hospital, big medicine, big government. It all has got to come down. And I guess it is going to happen if there's a financial crash, because there'll be nothing left for the central banks of the world to do. Once that happens and the funding stops, the incentivizing of vaccines, the incentivizing of COVID remdesivir, the Fauci protocol and things like that, when that comes to an end, when they run out of cash, that is when I think people wake up and we can take back our body sovereignty and our lives.
Yeah, I agree with that. Listen, the rollout of this experimental gene therapy, I can tell you, in the most vulnerable population in all of humanity is my patients, women of reproductive age, pregnant women, preborns, and newborns. And James, I can guarantee you, I can prove it to you and to your audience that the rollout of this experimental gene therapy was a fait accompli. There was zero safety data on it before it was rolled out. And I can prove that. And it's the same thing in children. This was a fait accompli. There was no data. There was zero safety data. This is the most egregious violation of medical ethics in the history of medicine, to break the sacrosanct golden rule of pregnancy. We've never, ever done that before.
That is horrific. And it kind of reminds me when Pfizer tried to bury its clinical data for 75 years, right? Put it in a time capsule and you know, kick it down to 2096. But thanks to the courts, that was overturned. We're taking a quick commercial break. Word from response. We're coming right back with Dr. James Thorpe. But I'm going to be playing a video from Redfield's testimony right after the break. See you on the other side.
The world is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
I do believe that Fauci and Collins are working in what they believe is in the best interest of science. Mm-hmm. I happen to totally disagree with them. They are strong advocates of gain-of-function research. I'm a strong advocate for a moratorium on gain-of-function research, because I do believe it's very probable that this pandemic was a direct consequence of science. I do think you're right that there's a strong interest in protecting their view, protecting science, that is protecting gain-of-function research and thereby trying to shift the debate that this obviously didn't come from the laboratory. This obviously came from nature. And that's really the push. You know, secondarily, you know, and I don't blame the Chinese lab per se, you know. The reality is the U.S. government funded this work. NIH funded it, USAID funded it, the State Department funded it, and the DOD funded it. So the United States funded the research, and the scientific community, largely in America and Europe, fostered the gain-of-function research, which was the basis for which this virus came. Tony's right that prior to gain-of-function research, the only way new pathogens came in to the human species was spillover. But now, in the presence of gain-of-function research, where you can take a pathogen into a laboratory and change it, then no longer does the species barrier really define the event in humans. It can actually come. And I do believe the next pandemic, and we're going to have another pandemic, and I think it's going to be the great pandemic. I consider COVID a minor pandemic. The great pandemic is going to come, and normally it would come from spillover. It's going to be bird flu that learns how to transmit to humans and then go human to human. But I think the species barriers are very real, but it's much more probable that it will happen because of gain-of-function research in a laboratory and then escape, and then we're going to have a pandemic with flu, which will be much more brutal to the world than COVID was.
I'm going to appreciate what Dr. Robert Redfield's finally doing. A lot of his information is now being shared across many different social media platforms, particularly Twitter, so I think that's a positive sign. So where do we go from here? Do we, Dr. Thorpe, I mean, do we continue gain-of-function research, or should we do what Dr. Redfield suggests and have a moratorium on it to find out what the heck is going on?
Well, there's a black box warning on it, and it's category X in pregnancy, as Dr. Peter McCullough and I declared a couple of weeks ago. The COVID-19 vaccine should be completely banned. I want to go back to what we know to be true. You mentioned the document, internal document. It's Pfizer 5.3.6, and your audience can look at that. It's now a matter of public record. You're right, they did try to suppress it for 55 to 75 years. But let's be very clear what's in there. It's important, and the timeline for my proof that this was a fait accompli to roll out a dangerous experimental gene therapy in pregnant women and in children. Okay, December 1st, 2020 to February 28th, 2021, the first 90 day of rollout, Pfizer had that internal document. So did the CDC, FDA, the American Board of OBGYN, the American College of OBGYN, the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine. The whole government is captured and corrupt. They're corrupt. They're killing people. They had this data that the first 90-day rollout, there were 1,223 people that dropped dead after the vaccine. Let's put that into perspective. When I was in medical school in 1976, there were 26 deaths from the swine flu vaccine. It immediately removed from the market. Turn of the century, rotavirus, same thing. Okay, so this government then, after they saw that and they knew they were killing people, never declared it publicly. They still pushed it. And your tax dollars, $13 billion plus, was given from the Department of HHS to the newly formed COVID Coalition Corps, CCC, $13 billion to eliminate vaccine hesitancy throughout 270 sectors of our society, including the American College of OBGYN that was a founding member. So they bribed every single sector of our society, including all the boards, including all the churches. Everybody was bribed. And then by the June of 2021, the fake, fraudulent New England Journal of Medicine, Shima Bakuro article was completely fraud, underhanded, put the seal of approval on their New England Journal of Medicine article. 21 authors, all federal employees, major conflict of interest. And the lead author, Shima Bakuro, who was the head of the CDC FDA vaccine committee, this was fraud, and they pushed it out as safe in pregnancy. Then July of that same year, those three boards that govern my high-risk pregnancy patients said, pushed it in pregnancy. And then those all those boards, hundreds in September of 2021, said doctors and nurses all across the United States, we will destroy you personally and professionally if you spread any COVID misinformation. That's not the way to conduct science. That's the antithesis of science. Your government knowingly is killing you.
I'm with you all the way in that. That was a terrific timeline. Thank you for that. That brings a lot of clarity. Let's go to image 7, because this is some of the work you did, and then we'll talk about the study. So I just pulled this image up from an article, but here you go. So Dr. Thorpe's presentation of medical doctors for COVID-19 international C19 injectables effect in pregnancy. What image are we looking at here, Dr. Thorpe?
Well, let's make this very clear. This is imaging that I have produced. These are not vaccine victims. So I want to make that very clear. But what I do want to emphasize here is the reproductive toxicology studies from both sides, from Pfizer and Moderna, both showed extreme danger signals, and they were suppressed and they were fraudulently manipulated and they were put out to the public as nothing here to see. This is a case from Sasha Latipova. Alexandra Latipova has been in the pharmaceutical research industry for 30 years. She's brilliant. She blew the whistle. She and I have spoke on multiple occasions. This is the animal study showed abnormal rib development on the Pfizer side in the animal models. And this is a correlate, is a severe bone disorder that we call skeletal dysplasia, which can be lethal. This is the equivalent.
Wow. Okay, I got it. So that's the equivalent. Let's go to image 8, and this is your study. And I just, you know, it's just for the audience. This last image here. So basically, you know, I wrote some comments in the side here for the audience. So ratio analysis, various system post vaccine of COVID-19 jabs versus the flu shots, and then conclusion: pregnancy, menstrual issues, abnormalities, C19 shots versus flu shots. Go ahead and talk to us about the study you did with Dr. Peter McCullough and other scientists.
Yes, thank you, James. So first of all, this image that you have on there, that's the preprint, and that was published in the non-peer-reviewed preprint journal 6-8 months ago. Just last week, we were published in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons as a lead and featured article. And this is not Jim Thorpe's data. It's not Peter McCullough's data. This is government data analyzed the exact meticulous way the CDC and the FDA demand that it be treated, which is biased in their favor. What they demand is a new vaccine be compared to a standard old vaccine that is allegedly safe, which is inherent to give them bias to lessen the risk of novel vaccines like they tried to do here but failed miserably. So we used the FDA approved the influenza vaccine in 1997 specifically for the use in pregnancy after 60 years of use in the United States of America. So our study looked at January 1st, 1998 to June 30th, 2022, 282 months of COVID of influenza vaccine data in pregnancy. And we compared it to just 18 months of the COVID-19. And using the CDC FDA danger signal of twofold increase was unbelievable. What we found, we looked at 18 adverse events, 17 of the 18 all pregnancy. But starting pre-pregnancy, there was almost a 1,200-fold increase in severe menstrual abnormalities. There was a 57-fold increase in miscarriage. There was a 38-fold increase in fetal death or stillbirth. There were massive other 15 other pregnancy complications that were totally breached, way off. We're not looking at a twofold. We're looking at 10, 50, 100, 1,000-fold increases in these danger signals. And every other complication you could imagine in pregnancy, fetal chromosomal abnormalities, fetal malformations, fetal cardiac anomalies, fetal arrhythmia, severe preeclampsia, preterm premature rupture of membranes, preterm labor, fetal vascular malformations, and abnormal blood flow patterns in utero Horrible, horrible outcomes. Right now, it's a category X. There's a black box warning, and it's contraindicated in pregnancy. And this study demands a global moratorium on the use of COVID-19 vaccine in pregnancy.
Now, I heard two things. I heard the flu shots are now going to be mRNA-based. Have you heard something along those lines?
It has not been mRNA-based in the past, but they're moving all vaccines to mRNA-based.
That's incredible. And then the CDC put on a schedule, supposedly this EUA approved with no clinical safety data, like you said, for children. So didn't they put this on a childhood schedule, the COVID shots?
Yes, sir, they did. And it's an abomination because there's we know that it's lethal in the children, just like it is in pregnancy. But as obvious as the data is, again, this was not Jim Thorpe's data. It's not Peter McCullough's data. This is your government's data that shows exactly what they're doing to the whole world. And if you don't believe this study, I can cite over 30 other global data sources, completely independent, that show the exact same thing, if not worse. And of course, I even have whistleblower data from four separate geographic locations documenting the extremes of surges in fetal deaths in California and in Canada.
Yeah, British Columbia. We're going to talk about that after our last break, because from what I recall my research, when these vaccines came out in the first quarter of 2021, I believe it was an 80% increase in miscarriages, and it was an incredible number because they haven't seen anything like that for 15 or 20 years. I mean, ever. I mean, so the 15 or 20 years never matched what was happening in a single quarter. It was kind of shocking. We'll be right back with Dr. Thorpe talking about some of those geographical areas, some of the whistleblowers. Word from our sponsor.
Stand out from the status quo. Let them know you're a patriot with the Patriot Pin. We feature an entire line of 14-karat gold-plated pins, starting at $4.45. Challenge coins, only $17.45 each. And decals, only $6.45 each. Order now and get a free gift at thepatriotpin.com.
Hey guys, Justin here with the Satellite Phone Store, and today we're going to talk about EcoFlow's solar panel options.
Designed for portable power, these foldable solar panels come with a kickstand case for easy transportation, setup, and protection. Each panel uses an MC4 universal connector for wider compatibility and makes it super useful for charging a variety of devices.
And if you're interested in making a purchase or you'd like more information, please visit satellitephonestore.com or sat123.com.
Banks are supposed to be the safest placeholders for cash in the world, but in 2022, that changed. The Federal Reserve pulled out $2.5 trillion of liquidity out of the banks, and the Fed also changed the requirements so banks don't need to keep any funds on hand. This means banks are starved for liquidity and have now become very dangerous places to hold your assets. Get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD at 720-605-3900. Here's what you missed at the last Ask the Expert.
There are 20 stories happening today that just one would have been like a blockbuster for the decade. It's like everything is falling. It's we're looking at the collapse of a system.
You ask the questions. You participate. Next time, interact with Christy Lee. Ask the Expert, every Thursday night at 8:30, only on AMP Insider.
Welcome to a new era of connecting patriots, AMP Insider.
Genocide Jab by John Michael Chambers is now an Amazon number one bestseller. If you've not yet read this critically important book that exposes uncomfortable truths, you should get your copy now. Or bundle with The World Awakens Volume 1 and 2 and get a 20% discount at ampnews.us.
Jim, was British Columbia, you know, Vancouver, was that one of the whistleblower places?
Yes, it was indeed. I have a whistleblower, and I'll say her name. She's an incredibly brave young postpartum nurse, Michelle Gershman, from Central California. And they have seen a over 40 sigma rise in the fetal death rate in that hospital compared with United States of America vital statistics of the fetal death rate, which ranges with very, very little variation, around 5.8 fetal deaths per 1,000 births. So what they found, their usual quota of fetal deaths was 1 to 2 every 2 to 3 months in this city. This hospital, this is hospital data. This is a hospital administration giving the email data to all the nurses because they're so overburdened, if you will, was the tone of the email, with dead babies and how to care for their bodies. She was so outraged by this that she brought it to RFK Jr., who brought it to me. And I did all the analytics, and she came out. She's a whistleblower. The data is incontrovertible. Same thing in Lionsgate Hospital in Vancouver. It was even worse. There were almost a 300 sigma surge in fetal deaths. They had 13 dead babies in one 24-hour period. And there are five whistleblowers, Dr. Daniel Nagas, Dr. Mel Bruchet, and then three doulas. And then there are two other areas. I believe they're in Ontario. One is called Waterloo, and one is called St. Peterborough, all of those. And I pick on those locations because they force the vaccines on the pregnant women, as Michelle Gershman will testify to.
That's just incredible. It's disgusting. Fed up. We've been covering in American Media Periscope the other end of this, which is killing the elderly patients in big hospitals with the Fauci protocol of, you know, of, fake false positive COVID tests, sent to an isolation ward, separated from any witnesses, as in your family, then given a ventilator, then given remdesivir, then hospice drugs, and you're dead within 11, 12 days. That has been going on here in Florida and all over the United States. So this is incredible on the other end, because President Trump said something very interesting. He had a quantum leap 4-minute presentation. It didn't sound like he's, you know, this is for 2024. It sounds like something he's going to do very soon, which I find interesting. He basically said he wants to incentivize the young generation to reproduce babies again, to really have a you know, another great baby boom like we had in the 50s and early 60s. What are your thoughts on that kind of narrative? I think it's, you know, or that vision. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. Trump was one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime. I think he even outdid JFK, only because he wasn't assassinated. For all intents and purposes, he still was assassinated, and he carried out more than any other president. But let's be very clear here. I do not support Trump, because apparently he doesn't have the ethical integrity to come out and say that he made a mistake. So unless he says that, I won't vote for him. But I think that it's very, very important for the whole world to understand that one of the greatest challenges is the falling birth rates. And this is due to infertility and due to the vaccine, and among other factors. So listen, it's not just United States of America, but you know, most all countries all over the world are having a severe drop, couple 2 to 3 sigma standard deviation drop in the fertility and birth rates, which is extraordinarily concerning.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, there's 100 million people in the West who've been pushed into poverty due to lockdowns alone. Nothing to do with the COVID weapon, nothing to do with being sick from the virus. Just the lockdowns alone have obviously increased suicide, drug use, alcohol use, domestic abuse, all of that. But I was stunned when I read 100 million people in the West, with Europe, United, and North America, are basically impoverished because of the lockdowns alone. That is an incredible number, and that's going to destroy family units, right, and reproduction.
No. Neither do the drag queens, you know, sexualizing children. It's all aimed at destroying God's family unit. But, you know, let's be very clear that This was a murderous, heinous act. You started this out by showing that interview where the person alleged that 7 million people have been killed globally from COVID-19. Well, yeah, 7 million. And when, remember, the early treatment, Dr. Ben Marble, CEO and founder of MyFreeDoctor.com, has treated over 300,000 patients, early outpatient, safe therapy, Zev Zelenko, McCullough protocol, 300,000 of them with a 99.99% success cure rate, all right? And multiple other investigators all over the world. So these murderers and killers of our from our government, it's our government, have murdered 7 million people, and that's not even including the vaccine. You can add another couple of million, several million dead and injured from the COVID-19 vaccine. So you're approaching 10 million people that they've killed and injured with this plandemic. Unconscionable.
So for the, totally unconscionable. I'm with you. I'm equally as angry for sure. I bring the passion to show for that reason. So children and teenagers who've been jabbed by unwitting parents or coerced or whatever, Can they detoxify themselves? Are there protocols out there to like, okay, I got these jabs in me. I still feel okay, but I'm not great. Can they do things to improve their health?
Yes. The first thing you do is stay away from the deadly death clot shot. Don't take any more. And I don't know how you can trust this healthcare system or this government taking any vaccines. They've already proven, like I told you with the timeline, they've proven that they're killing people and they're not being honest with Pfizer's own internal data. So I would never trust this government. I would never trust this healthcare system. I would never trust a physician and nurse in the United States of America again.
I'm with
Number
you
one.
On that.
Number two, we Go ahead. Need to roll out the natural therapies. Don't take any more vaccines. And then the FLCCC, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Paul Merrick, and that group, and I've contributed to their protocols, go to their website. They have several protocols for vaccine injury or and these all apply to improving infertility in my women of reproductive age and men as well. So yes, detox, eat well, use a lot of vitamin D3 and K2, vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin, and you can bring your body back to health with a tincture of thyme and with safe, natural remedies that our Creator endowed us with. Listen, God created all of us in His image. We don't need a pharmaceutical company jabbing us with their poison so they can make money.
I'm with you all the way. You know, it's funny that they wanted to isolate us indoors, lockdowns. Like, sunshine is like one of the most simple things you can do to feel better.
Yeah, it's a vitamin D3. You know, people think of it as just a vitamin. No. This is the most important immune regulator that God created in our bodies. And the very fact that this was totally ignored. You know, there are very, very strong analytics and data suggesting that the vast majority of all viral pneumonias can be averted with appropriate vitamin D therapy.
Understood. Do you have any studies planned for this year that you might want to tell the audience or new research you're doing?
Yeah, we're doing some incredibly important research. My doctor colleagues here in the United States and also in Europe, and we're trying to get to the bottom of exactly what's causing all the specific menstrual abnormalities and abnormalities in the pregnancy that we are seeing, and whether we can actually do assays or we can reverse this. Very important information because we don't know.
There's talk about the shedding, or as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said, transmitting of whatever spike proteins or graphene oxide, whatever's coming out of the vaccinated onto other people who are not vaccinated, and then little girls getting clot shots or menstruation at 2 years old, and old women, you know, well past menopause, same problem. Have you seen some of that? And what are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we published the Tiffany Parato was the lead author. I was the second author and several others from RFK's, Bobby Kennedy's CHD and other investigators around the country. We published our first manuscript about a year ago showing the increased severity of abnormal menstrual patterns. And we're about ready to publish our second paper, which I think Dr. Tenpenny was probably referring to. And that's going to be a landmark article, essentially proving that of the non-vaccinated that come within 6 feet proximity to a recently vaccinated person is being contaminated with something that is being shed from them and is causing these severe menstrual abnormalities. We have very strong data to support that, and many others do as well. So that's what we're focused on. And now exactly what is it that's being shed? There's several different candidates. We're looking at either the spike protein, which, as you mentioned, is one of the 27 proteins which is coded for by the pseudouridinated man-made mRNA in the vaccine. And that's a likely candidate, but it also could be the lipid nanoparticles. And then even a third option is very disturbing. Now we found that the lipid nanoparticles bring that man-made mRNA into the cell. The cell repackages it, not in a lipid nanoparticle, but in an exosomal membrane and sheds it to the rest of the body. And then it can go to every other excretory body organ in the body, whether it's the lungs, the sweat glands, cervical mucus, semen, you name it, saliva. So all of these can shed intact, potentially, exosomal mRNA. It even goes into breast milk and it's shed intact. Pseudouridinated mRNA is shed intact to the baby from breast milk. That is extraordinarily upsetting and concerning and opens up a whole Pandora's box of other concerns, multi-generational.
Yeah, Dr. Thorpe, thank you very much. Great to have you on the show. When you come out with that landmark study with My Cycle Story, Tiffany Parato, I would like to bring both of you on the show because I think that would be really good for the audience to learn the latest research on the impacts of COVID bioweapons on babies, pregnant women, miscarriages, fetuses, everything. What a show. Tomorrow we got 107 back in the house by popular demand because we need a little more time with Juan to find out what is going, who is going to indict Trump. Doesn't look like it's New York, just my opinion. We'll see you tomorrow on Unrestricted Truth, DEFCON 5 with Josh Reed, 107, myself. Everyone have a great night. Thank you very much.
Is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
RateLock is an innovative new feature that allows you to lock in your rate of return at any time during the year to lock in these volatile upswings of the market. And unlike CDs and money market accounts, they accumulate tax deferred and can participate in the upside of market indexes. And they're probate free and they can provide an income that you can't outlive. Let a company you can trust help you select a RateLock annuity that's right for you. Call the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. That's the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. The Cleveland Insurance Group, 844-USA-2024.
Genocide Jab by John Michael Chambers is now an Amazon number one bestseller. If you've not yet read this critically important book that exposes uncomfortable truths, you should get your copy now. Or bundle with The World Awakens Volume 1 and 2 and get a 20% discount at ampnews.us.